Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something. We've got a problem. We have Michael Schneider, the founder of Service. Hi, Michael. 你好,
Xiaolan.
你好. Sorry for assigning you this question. It's not because you have question, it's just because you are the person who has lots of answers for people who have question.
Yes, you're making me sound like a Yoda, but yes, I can answer people's questions if they're about customer service.
Yeah, it's about customer service. So the way to say question in Chinese, we say 问题.
问题.
问题. And 问 is the fourth tone, 问.
问.
问. And because it's fourth tone, we go down. It's a character composed of two different elements. It's a mouth inside the door. So imagine you are in front of a door and you knock on the door. Knock, knock. Is there anyone home? You ask a question. So that means to ask, or it's a question mark.
Okay.
So when.
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 T is the second character. T.
T.
T. T is the second tone, so it goes up a little bit. And if you want, it's really no restriction how long you want to continue saying that sound. So you can say T.
When T.
When T, you got it. And T, that means actually the actual questions as a noun. So like the questions you have to answer in a test. And that was an ancient Chinese character. Do you know that Chinese people, they love exams? And it's not just they love exams nowadays. They've been loving exams over the thousands of years.
I did not know that. That's amazing that any culture would love exams.
Yeah, they love exams because in the ancient Chinese social hierarchy, people, they all had different jobs. Farmers, laborers, maybe like a carpenter. And then the way to move up their social hierarchy is to study. And this is why education is a big deal in Chinese culture. And how to differentiate who does better in each subject? They have exams. So every single Chinese family, their dream is to send their children to study and then to do well, score well in the exam. And once they score well in the exam, there's a national exam over the thousands of years, and the highest ranked person will be assigned as a job. Nowadays, we call them public servants, but in the olden days, they are like the ministers, prime ministers, and they are like the people who can start enjoying their social status and bossing people around, basically.
So how does that work for entrepreneurs? Because most entrepreneurs are terrible at exams.
So in ancient time, social hierarchy, sadly, people who did business like us and who created new business and who did trading, they were in the lowest rank in the social hierarchy. People, the scholars, they are the highest rank. And then the second one is the farmers. And then the laborers, the workers, and then business people.
Wow.
So unfortunately, you are in the bottom of the pecking order. And then this is the ancient wisdom actually been promoted throughout thousands of years by Confucius.
Well, that's 问题, if I'm in the very bottom.
That is a big 问题. That's right, a big 问题.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully if my business does well, I can afford more education and do better on exams and move on.
I think it's a little bit the other way around nowadays. Think about Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and Michael Schneider. Yeah, so those people.
That's the first time I've been mentioned next to those two people in the same sentence. I appreciate it.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Okay, so 问题, 问题. Well, now we know 问 is ask and 题 is the actual questions, to ask a question. And in a way, you can say 问题 is ask a question, but nowadays when we put them together, we actually mean that it's a problem. So you can say, yeah, because most of the time when you ask a question is when you have a problem. And of course, whether or not it's a big problem, then it depends on the context. So when you have a big problem, you can say 大问题. 大 means big.
大问题.
大问题. And a small question, you put small in front. So 小问题.
小问题.
小问题. So if I say, hey, I have flat tire. So is that 大问题 or 小问题?
It's probably 大问题.
Yeah, quite 大问题, I think. Especially if I'm in the middle of, for example, in the desert on the way to Burning Man, then that's a 大问题.
Yes.
Yeah, but if I might have flat tire in the middle of London, yeah, probably a 小问题.
It depends where you are.
That's right. And I think nowadays, being able or not being able to speak Chinese is probably a 小问题, but going forward, I think it's going to become a much bigger 大问题, because when people nowadays, the globalization and you have Chinese influence everywhere, it would be very useful to be able to understand them.
I had a 大问题 the other day. I was eating dim sum, which is one of my favorite foods, as you know.
Yeah.
And they ran out of hagao.
Oh no.
And that may seem like a 小问题, but for me it was a 大问题 because
oh, no.
you go to dim sum and you don't have hagao, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. That's a 大问题. You got your priority right. That's a 大问题.
Thank you. Dim sum is a very important priority in my life.
Yeah, I think for many people, including me. So in your service, you answer people's 大问题 and 小问题.
Yes, people come to us for 大问题 and 小问题, mostly for customer service when they have problems with companies, whether it's a billing issue or something didn't show up or your plane is late, any issue. And we try to solve the 大问题 and 小问题. We use a combination of software and humans to do the work.
Right.
And most people that come to us save time and also save some money.
Right. And then in your experience, you can accumulate the knowledge and also skill. It requires a lot of skill how to tackle those 大问题 and 小问题, right?
Yes. How do you say wisdom?
智慧.
So we have a lot of 智慧 accumulated now from a year and a half of solving people's 大问题 and 小问题.
Right.
And so we're able to solve most problems for most people faster than they could do it themselves because we have all of that experience.
Yes. And then because you use a combination between human and machine, in this case, you accumulate the wisdom both in human and machine or mainly in the machine?
Yeah, so the main wisdom is in the machine, is in the software.
Yep.
But of course, the people that are behind the scenes, actually most of our people have been here almost the entire time. And so they have a lot of experience. And then the software is really what learns over time. And eventually the software will tell the people what to do. It's not going to be dependent on somebody remembering what to do.
Right, okay. So what was the biggest 大问题 you ever came across?
One of the biggest was we had an insurance issue. This is going to sound very American because I don't think it's the same in the rest of the world. But as people know, in the U.S., medical care can be very expensive.
Yep.
And we had a guy who filed a case. His wife had been in the hospital and they were being asked to pay like $8,000 or $9,000. And he thought something wasn't quite right. We looked at this, and to make a long story short, he just hadn't filled out some of the forms correctly. And we helped him fill out those forms. We filed a complaint with the insurance company, and we saved him close to $8,000.
Wow.
So that was a big 大问题 that was also the right thing to do.
That's amazing. So the customers who come to you, they have questions. To say they have questions, they will come to you and say, Michael, 我 means I. They will say, Michael, 我有问题.
我有问题.
That's right. 我有 means to have. And to have, I have questions. I have a question. 问题 is the same one. So I have questions. 我有问题.
我有问题.
Yeah. Or they can just drop 我. They can just say, so they say 有问题.
有问题.
So 有问题, someone has a question, someone has some issues. But when you say 有问题, it's a very direct, like a description, but make sure you don't describe someone, my friend John, 有问题. That means he has some mental illness. So don't say that. It's colloquial, but that implies that you think he's a little bit gaga.
I will not say that.
Okay. So you resolved your 客户. 客户 means customer. You resolve your 客户's 问题 and their 问题 is gone.
Yes.
So they don't have any question anymore, no problem anymore. In this case, we say 没问题.
没问题.
没问题, 没 means negative, so it's negative, no more questions, no more trouble.
Yeah.
没问题.
So our goal is the world have 没问题.
That's right, the world has 没问题. And then 没问题 is very useful too when you go to China, when someone says, hey Michael, can you pass on a pen for me? And you say, oh, 没问题. He said, no problem.
Interesting.
Yeah, we should make a title of this episode, 没问题, then people will go to listen. If we say 有问题, then people say, oh no, I don't want to talk about problems, I want to talk about solving problems.
Yep, I like that, 没问题, no problem.
没问题, no problem, 没问题. Great, thank you so much, Michael, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we talk about 问题, we have a problem, or 没问题, we solve the problem, no problem. I hope you enjoyed it, and please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
谢谢.